Canton man will be in court Friday after police say he stabbed a woman and led officers on a chase. 39-year-old Julius Edwards scheduled for arraignment in municipal court on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and domestic violence. He's accused of stabbing his girlfriend at a home on 15th Street Southwest Tuesday morning, causing severe injuries. Edwards was arrested that night after police allege he fled from an attempted traffic stop in Hudson, crashed a vehicle and injured several people, shot at a state trooper, and crashed a stolen vehicle into a Summit Metro Parks police cruiser in Stowe. Man is dead following a motorcycle crash in Pike Township. The Highway Patrol says 36-year-old Donald Bauman was eastbound on Battlesburg Road around 8:30 Wednesday night when he failed to negotiate a curve west of Maplehurst Avenue Southeast. His motorcycle left the roadway and struck a tree. Bauman was pronounced dead at the scene. The patrol says he was not wearing a helmet. The investigation is continuing. A Carrollton man arrested after a grand jury indicted him Wednesday on 8 counts of gross sexual imposition involving 2 juveniles. 46-year-old Sean Batty was taken into custody by Carroll County Sheriff's deputies. Court records allege the offenses occurred between 2022 and last year, including 2 counts involving a child under the age of 13. No arraignment date has been scheduled. The Ohio Attorney General's office is prosecuting the case. Tyrone Noling, sentenced to die for the murders of an elderly Atwater Township couple, will have a clemency hearing. Attorney Brian Howe says Noling's case will be heard by the Ohio Parole Board August 18th. Noling has also filed an application for a pardon from Governor DeWine. The Alliance man maintains his innocence in the 1990 killings of 81-year-olds Bernhard and Cora Hartig in their home. Attorneys with the Ohio Innocence Project filed a motion in Portage County last year saying an analysis found evidence was missing that implicated 2 other men. Health officials urging residents to take precautions as cases of cyclopsoriasis continue to climb across the state. Since June 20th, the Ohio Department of Health has confirmed 177 cases of the parasitic illness, including 28 hospitalizations in 43 counties. Starr County has reported 8 cases. No deaths have been reported. The illness is spread through contaminated food or water and can cause severe diarrhea, nausea, fatigue, and dehydration. Health officials recommend thoroughly washing fresh produce, practicing good hand hygiene, and seeking medical care if symptoms develop. A Canton man facing charges after police say he ran away from a group home Wednesday morning. 35-year-old Joshua Bruner was arrested after the incident in the 400 block of Goble Avenue Northeast. He's scheduled for arraignment today in municipal court. Police say it was his 27th runaway incident this year, requiring him to be entered into a national missing person database. Bruner's charged with inducing panic, obstructing official business, and disorderly conduct. Man from the Canton area shot by police Monday after a confrontation at a gas station in Taylor, Michigan. Police say the 38-year-old was wanted in connection with a June armed robbery in the Cleveland area. Officers located a stolen U-Haul he was driving, but allege he rammed a police cruiser in a parked vehicle when they tried to stop him. Investigators say the suspect then pointed a handgun at officers who opened fire. Man suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A female passenger was not hurt. SARTA will ask Starr County voters to renew its current sales tax levy this November instead of seeking a tax increase. The Transit Authority's board voted Wednesday to place the existing 0.25% sales tax on the ballot. Board members had considered a 0.1% increase after voters rejected a similar request in May. Officials say the renewal would help maintain current services as the levy approaches its 2027 expiration date. Small plane crashed at the Kent State University Airport under investigation by the Highway Patrol. Troopers say a 2014 Cessna 172S left the runway around 3:50 Wednesday afternoon and landed in a ditch, causing minor damage to the aircraft. The pilot, 24-year-old Kwanwoo Kim, was not hurt. The FAA has been notified and will conduct a separate investigation. 2 traffic stops in I-80 in Portage County led to the seizure of about 6 pounds of methamphetamine. 31-year-old Job Israel of Detroit was arrested after a June 16th stop turned up about a pound of meth. He's charged with aggravated drug trafficking. The second stop, June 24th in Freedom Township, led to the discovery of 5 pounds of meth. Tracy DeWitt of Pennsylvania faces aggravated trafficking counts, while Derek Mounts of Pennsylvania faces a federal charge of possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance.